jerking rolls from the table with him.
Then you'll be sailing with the dilly pins, you and the mousey. We're in that way too, so save the wear on your paws, matey. Now I ain't taking no for an answer. You sail with us as far as we can track them afore they goes off into the woodlands.
Before they left, Nimbalo took issue with Robald and Great Aunt Lollery, whom he had grown fond of.
Now listen, Robald, me old pincushion. Never you mind living out on the flatlands alone and having this good og wife running after you 10 times a season with victuals. Your Aunt Lollery ain't getting any younger and you should be living here with her. Even I had a Great Aunt Lollery, I wouldn't leave her defenceless on her own. I'd keep her company and take better care of her.
Robald stood looking shamefaced.
Now you come to point it out, friend Nimbalo. I have been a touch selfish. You're right, of course. I'll stay here with my kind nurse, if she'll have a fat, lonely hermit, that is.
Lollery fidgeted with a spotless apron and sniffed.
Oh, go on with you, Master Robald. I promised your mamma I'd look after you. Goodness knows, 'tis a trek out onto those flatlands carrying great baskets of victuals to you. You're welcome to stay with me forever. Sometimes a body gets so lonely in this little cottage that even the dilly pins are a welcome sight.
That evening, the sprawling raft took off into midstream, loaded with dilly pin hedgehogs of all shapes, ages, and sizes. Tag sat on the tiller rail with Nimbalo and Jerkin, holding several ropes apiece. These were attached to hog babes to stop them from falling in the water as they wrestled and played all over the broad deck. At the raft's centre was a construction, part hut, part tent, complete with chimney, oven and galley fire, though there would be no cooking done that night, due to the fact that Great Aunt Lollery had provisioned them out with all manner of excellent food. Cheeses, breads, puddings, cakes, drinks, and extra supplies of her renowned pancakes, which were marvellous, hot or cold. Robald and his nurse waved them off from the bank as the peculiar vessel caught the midstream current and sailed off.
Goodbye, friend Tag. Pleasant sailing, friend Nimbalo. Thank you for all your help. I'd still be stuck in a ball of mud if you hadn't chanced along. Take care of yourselves.
Goodbye, Mr. Nimbalo, Mr. Tag. Goodbye, Dilly Pins.